Welcome. Thank you, Simon, for showing up. This is the first episode of the Ultra Podcast.
Of course, bro.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, you know, coming back from Sun Valley, especially, too. That was a blast.
Nice, yeah. That was the Tour de Force.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was it fun?
Oh, it was super fun. Yeah, we got a group of my friends went up. We took some nice cars up. We got McLaren, GT3 RS, Turbo S, and then we just met like tons of cool people. I mean, the people up there are just amazing. So
sweet. Well, again, thank you so much for showing up here. This is the first episode. I do want to appreciate everyone and all the love that you guys have been putting out for this podcast. I've gotten people that I haven't talked to in years say, "Hey, this is sick." Can't wait for it to be started. Just a few things I want to ask all the guests that come up on here. First thing is Boise, Idaho. The car scene is non-existent or it's just the same thing. How did you kind of get involved with cars in the car scene?
You know, honestly, man, like it's kind of a, it's, I've got a bit of like a sad story, right? You know, COVID hit, a lot of my friends, like, just toxic, fake, things like that. And so I was kind of alone for a little bit.
Okay.
And then those Milwaukee Dutch meets, bro, that was the spot.
Yeah.
And so going to the, picking up a camera for the first time, going to the Milwaukee Dutch meets, that, I mean, it really, it sounds kind of crazy, but it kind of changed my life. You know, where I'm at now, I wouldn't be there had I not gone to those Milwaukee Dutch Bros meets. So, you know, that definitely like contributed to it all. But yeah, that's kind of how I got in. I just, you know, I'd always like liked cars and then I got my license and I was like, oh, I can like go out to car meets and stuff. And
yeah,
right. For sure. So you just kind of figure that out.
It's kind of funny because for the people that don't know, and obviously you wouldn't, me and Simon kind of have a history, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
We played Xbox a little bit, and that was it. Like, we played Forza, all that good stuff.
Got all of that good, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of got racing into the games. Cars a little bit, yeah, a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Driving around in Mom's 328.
Yeah, exactly. It was fun, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we did. Mm-hmm. We just had a good time. I got started with the Dutch meets, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit later.
I think that's kind of where everybody, yeah.
Exactly. And then, how do you like it? Do you like the car scene, where it's going right now? What's going on with it?
You know, man, unfortunately, like, I think there's not a huge car scene here anymore, you know, compared to what it used to be, like Milwaukee Dutch Bros, Fizz Meets, all of that stuff. I mean, like, we do have great events. We've got, like, 184 Garage is doing great stuff, those guys. And so I'm good friends with those guys. We're always trying to, we're in a big group chat, bunch of, like, exotic car owners. Sure. We're always trying to, like, figure out, okay, what can we do next? And that kind of stuff. But other than that, I feel like there's not a whole lot that, like, just not anyone really can just, like, oh, we'll just pop out every Friday, you know, Dutch Bros. It's not a thing anymore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are going to these meets are the same. It's the same things. It's the same stock GTIs. It's the same stock everything.
Yeah, so right.
It's like that's where it's coming out at. Mm-hmm. Again, just kind of like other than cars, because we share a big commonality with that, what do you like to do other than
cars?
Stuff? Yeah.
I mean, like, so I feel like cars is kind of how I get into things, right? So, so like, I've been really into golf recently. I've been playing, like, a lot of golf. I hop out to the range, like, every morning, and I go practice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, practicing golf, it's kind of funny. Like, like, it helps in, like, a lot of aspects of my life. So like, improving in golf, you know, it takes so much patience and so much time that I feel like I am, like, a more patient person, right?
Yeah.
So I got into golf because of people I know that are in cars. You know, car people got me into golf, so.
Yeah, it's one of those.
And then other than that, I try to read as many, like, personal finance books as I can, learn about investing. I'm on a great website for anyone interested in, like, investing, finance, any of that, is Investopedia. It's literally what they'll use in college courses. I just registered for some of my classes today, actually, and a lot of my professors, you know, recommend, like, Investopedia as a great resource.
That's
so
sick.
Super great, like, awesome website.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then just to kind of jump into these specific questions.
Oh, yeah.
some local people may know, but most people don't. You own an RS5
right.
at 18.
Yeah, just freshly turned 18, yeah, exactly. bro. Yeah,
18. Mm-hmm. So kind of walk me through what happened with that.
So, yeah, no, kind of that whole, like, COVID came around, sure. became way less focused on school. I met people like Jay, yeah. you know, Miles, like, those were the first, like, big influences, right? Mm-hmm. And so as my relationship, like, grew with Jay, my, I guess, like, the things I did were very different. You know, I stopped playing video games, started, like, doing more of that stuff. I actually wasn't going to go to college for a while. And then, you know, I met more people. I just kept meeting more and more and more people because yeah. Jay really taught me like how to network, how to meet people. You know, he's like a brother to me. He's yeah. a mentor, like,
yeah, that's sweet.
Right. And so, I kept learning and learning and I kept, you know, I found kind of my spot in like investing and I was really interested in finance. Money is what I was interested in.
Yeah.
And so, I made some really good investments. I had a little help from mom and dad. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, as long as you say it, it's, you know, if you didn't buy your car, don't say you bought your car. But yeah. I'll always tell people, like, yeah, my parents gave me a little bit of money. But
yeah.
the majority of that RS5 is me. And so I will say that, right?
Yeah. I think it's a big stigma nowadays, especially just people, like, clowning on the fact that someone else owns your car. Your parents mm-hmm. gave you money. The bank owns it, but at the end of the day, like, there's still requirements, dude. They're not giving out $60,000 to $70,000 loans just to anybody, right?
Yeah, no.
And that's what's frustrating around mm-hmm. that. I kind of experienced that with my new vehicle.
Yeah.
And granted, it's not to the caliber as the RS5, but it's still kind of at that same playing field of people just making fun because you don't own it, but it's just like, well. Again, rolling back to the finance, if you play your cards right, and it's a whole different episode in itself, but
right.
you play your cards right and you find everything to do with money and managing your money and buying these complete cards. Like, that's what I realized when I bought the BRZ is done. You know,
right.
the BRZ is pretty much done. There's
yeah.
a few things that I can figure out and do, but it's pretty much done. I looked at as an aspect of that is, well, I paid X amount for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's worth on the car is almost double that, right?
Right.
Or something like that, like yeah. close to that.
Yeah.
But looking at it as a financial move more than anything,
mm-hmm.
right? And I learned a lot from, you know, John.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about that right
Good.
Before I bought the BRZ. I was talking to him about that, and he was kind of, you know, saying the same thing to me. And so...
That's good.
I think it's just down to... what you want, not caring what other people think.
The big down payment is key, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't recommend that anybody buy a car they can't afford.
Sure.
It's just not worth it. As
yeah.
as fun as cars are, you know, it's not a good idea. I probably could have gotten something nicer than the RS5. I was looking at Supras. I was looking
nice.
At M3s. I was, you know, and so it was a matter of, okay, I'm going to buy this, like, 2014 last naturally aspirated 4.2 liter V8 that Audi ever produced.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to go up in value. I researched it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's going to, in the long run, it's either going to make me a little bit of money or I'm going to lose very little money on it.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the idea behind that. And I can't
sure.
afford that car and I can't afford the maintenance on that car. And even though the maintenance is sometimes a little expensive, but,
yeah.
You know, it's really important to, like, take your ego out of,
yeah.
you know, decisions like that.
Yeah. Financial decisions.
Yeah. And it really can, like, it can set you way back if you make wrong choices
sure.
when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
yeah.
Yeah. That's super sweet. Again, mm-hmm. with your RS5, that's awesome.
It's an awesome car.
Just to, like, what you started with was photography, and you started going in and talking, and that was the big thing that set you different from other people, is you would go up to that Lambo owner and say, hey, let's take some pictures 6 o'clock on Saturday, and they're like, okay, like, yeah, that's good, let's do it, and then you blew them away every single time, and And so kind of tell me about that. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so actually, I kind of think about this a lot. I have a lot of people, and I'm tooting my own horn a little bit here, but like people think I'm great at talking to people, and I do have people skills. That's where I operate. I want to go into a clientele-based industry. I want to go into finance, right? Yeah, I want to manage people's money. I want to have phone calls. I want to go to the dinners,
right?
And so having those people skills are so important, bro. Yeah. If you don't have people skills, sure. You can make lots of money without people skills, but it's going to be in places like back office of a hedge fund, right? Or at Amazon, you're a software developer. And even those guys, they need to know how to communicate.
Yeah.
You have to know how to communicate. I can't stress it enough. You have to like learning how to sell yourself, learning how to sell products.
Sure.
Literally just sales in general is an incredible skill.
Yeah.
Like so great.
Yeah.
And just people skills, being able to network, and not, you know, not being scared to be like rejected, right?
Sure.
Cause somebody, yeah, sure. There were some people I'd walk up to, hey, let's take photos.
Sure.
Not today. All right, no sweat.
Yeah.
It's no worries. The first time that happened, sure, hurt a little bit. But you just kind of, you don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a month later, that person might reach out or they might not. It's just kind of depends. But there will always be other opportunities. And so it doesn't, it's not a big deal.
Exactly. Just like following up. And that's what's most important, especially, I think you can attest to this, but the generation that we are in right now, these 18, 19-year-old kids would much, I say kids, I'm 18.
Yeah.
But people would much rather stay home and stay on your phone and talk all the
time. Dude, no one wants to like, and see, I also don't like party, drink, smoke.
Yeah.
I'm completely sober and I plan to stay that way even after I turn 21, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like a religious thing or anything. It's literally a personal choice. And so yeah, a lot of people around me like did that, and so cars was my outlet, and like getting into cars and learning how to talk to people and learning how to communicate. You know, a lot of people, I say, well, you go to these parties and stuff, and you talk to people at these parties, but you don't know how to like talk to a millionaire. You don't know how to talk to somebody worth like half a billion dollars. Yeah.
It's like it legit boils down to is they would much rather, like, I use this as an example. But they much rather would go and order online than talk to someone at the door.
No
and,
way.
And that's what...
I could never... Like, that's the thing, right?
I'm not going to say that I'm the perfect person. Like, yeah, there's some days where I'm like, dude, I'm tired.
100%.
You know, I don't want to talk to
anyone. Everyone has it.
Just give me my food, right?
Yeah, right.
But then there's other days where it's like, hey, you know, how are you doing? And the McDonald's worker is, you know, kind of flabbergasted, like... You know, you ask
it. Nobody asks people like that stuff anymore. It's not common.
In my job right now, and just at Valvoline, it's just so different with people. I talk to people. I do 20 cars a day talking to people, and that's one thing I had to realize is oil changes and services like that. Nobody wants to get that done. Nobody like goes in there and says, "Hey, I'm
really so hyped about my oil change." Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. But then there's people that make it a point to make your day better, and then you make it a point to make others better.
Being nice is like so important, and I mean like in a generation that's like, you know, so I guess. Like, so hate, there's a lot of hate, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's unfortunate. And I'm just like nice to people no matter their race, sex, gender. Like, as long as you're a nice person back, like, that's kind of all that matters. Like, I can respect that. And
it shows a lot about your true person. Like, that's it does.
Yeah, I'm like willing, I'm always willing to like help people. And help people, like, give people advice, take advice from people. Like, I'm willing to kind of collaborate with a range of people, you know, no matter what their background is.
Yeah.
And so that's a really important part of like being in the car community and being in like, right.
Yeah.
So
it's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. It's just talking with people is a huge thing.
So
and
important.
Just to like, to go back on that with my service filled industry and the lube oil filter industry, right?
Yeah.
it's different, but also kind of boils down to this kindness. If you give 100%. Someone like, yeah, like $5 to $10 off their oil change, it changes their whole mood entirely. And I use that in everyday aspects. Like, I'll be going and talking to someone, and granted, it's, you know, it's right before they close. Like, how was your day? I hate to bother you guys, but I just need to get in and get out, right?
No sweat.
I'm going in there, I'm getting my stuff, and I'm leaving. And you can see it in all of these, like, retail workers and these, just, you know, for example, at Fred Meyer Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I'm going in there. I hate to do this. I've been on the other book of this, but you, like, I'm going in, getting out, getting this stuff.
Bye. Yeah.
And it just those little, like communication just boils down to
tiny
that.
Moments. Yeah. I actually just left REI. REI was like my day job.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you're making when you're like 17, 18, get a day job. You can be trading. You can be like doing whatever it is you're doing. You can have daddy's money. You can grow up wealthy, get a freaking day job. Like, it's so important, like, to just understand like how to do that. And it kind of shows you, like, hey, you know, if I don't work my ass off, this is what I'm going to be doing the rest of my life. So,
it teaches you. And I'm a firm believer in everybody needs to work in the fast food industry. It should be a requirement.
Oh, everyone has to work in the food industry at least once, bro. You have to get bullied in the food industry before you can even like say you've had like work struggles. Like,
exactly.
Like, sure. Okay. You know, and So what a lot of people do, they'll go from food and they'll go straight to retail because retail's so much better. And so that's actually what I did. Like,
just customer service in general.
Yeah, like my first ever job was actually at Bogus. Okay. Bogus Base, and I was a chair rider for $7.50 an hour.
There you go, yeah.
And I was, so my school didn't have school on Fridays, the high school I went to. And so I was up at 5 a.m. every Friday and Saturday, sometimes Sundays, all 3 days of my weekend, and I wasn't home till 7 p.m.
That's nice.
That was my whole day. I would get up, I'd get on a shitty shuttle, and I would get shuttled up to the top of the mountain, and it builds character, man. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I came from a very, like, upper middle class family. Like, I didn't really have financial struggles growing up, I'll admit that.
I can say the same.
Right. There was stuff that, like, obviously, you know, my parents couldn't buy a Lambo or something. Sure. They're trying to get into a position. My mom really wants a Urus. So she's kind of getting there,
she's
honestly.
Yeah.
And so that's cool. But again, like, yeah, I didn't come from, you know, crazy money.
Yeah.
And my parents always said, they were like, it wouldn't matter how wealthy we were. Like, you're still going to go like get a job.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
It's exactly the same thing.
And working at Bogus, like, showed me how, like, hard some of the, you know, you meet people that are, like, up there, they're 40, and they're still doing that. And you see that, and you're like, wow, I don't want to be doing this.
Yeah, it's in the fast food industry, there's people that, like, are just for lifers, which are going to be, they're going to be in the fast food industry for years.
Right? And that's unfortunate.
That's, you know, that's their career. And
somebody has to do it, though.
Yeah, and they've settled for that.
Yeah.
And then there's people like these high school kids. Because my first big job like that was Five Guys.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd get,
I remember,
like,
when you worked at Five Guys.
Exactly. it was a weird thing because Five Guys was very, it still is expensive. Let's just not even talk about that.
It's kind of, yeah.
But you'd have these people that would come in and, you know, dressed up in a suit, getting in his Audi, and come in and say, hey, can I get this, this, and this? Appreciate you guys. Drop a $5. And then there's people that come in here that are counting their cash and counting their change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, this is all we've got. You know, it's not going to be enough, but can you take something off? And I think it all just boils down to priorities of the people going into places in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
I much rather, if I was in both of those positions, if you could afford going to Five Guys every day and spending $25, $30 on lunch every day,
mm-hmm.
great, that's awesome. You're at the top. But if you're just kind of scraping by and getting that, like, use that as motivation, is maybe Five Guys shouldn't be the first place you're going to go to.
Oh, dude, like, people, oh my God, I talk about this all the time. Like, I should probably talk about it on social media more, but I kind of hate social media. Like, I like communicating with people on social media, but I just hate, like, the whole, so I just hate social media as a whole.
Yeah.
But yeah, like knowing your limits and knowing how you know, you need to humble yourself.
Yeah.
If you can't afford something, don't fucking buy it.
Exactly.
Like literally don't purchase it, you know? Yeah. And lifestyle inflation is lifestyle inflation kills. Cause there's totally people that are making like 120K a year that could afford a Lambo, but instead I'm gonna go buy like all this other shit that I don't need. Mm-hmm. And it's just dumb. Like when you make more, when you start making more, if your salary goes from 100K to 200K, 100K to 150K, 100K to 110K, your spending should not increase.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't, you know, and oh my God, it just kills people, bro.
Exactly.
Like knowing your limits is so important, and like knowing personal finance is so, it's such a good skill to have. No matter what you're doing in life, whether you're getting an arts degree, which I'm sorry, but people with an arts degree don't usually make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's knowing like how to do that. And I also talk about like college, right? I'm going out of state because I got a really good scholarship, and I'm also getting a degree with an applicable and high ROI on it.
Yeah,
and
great.
Most of you will probably know what ROI means. It means return on investment. So I get my finance degree. I'm going to be able to pay off my student loans like that.
Do it. Yeah.
First year of my job, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm also going to be able to afford a decently nice house, probably a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
And the salary in my job is typically limitless. The industry that I'm going into, it all depends on what you want to make. It depends on what kind of person you want to be. It depends on what kind of stuff you want to sacrifice.
Right.
If I wanted to make $70,000 a year, I could. If I want to make $5 million a year, I could.
That's sweet.
So, right. Yeah.
That's super cool. And it's a huge thing, because in my opinion, there are people out there that are just chasing money and constantly chasing money and chasing
don't chase
job.
Money.
And exactly. It's personally, and if you want to be happy and you're happy with making $40,000 a year, $45,000 a year, dude, do it.
But here's like a big thing, right? So people see, you know, the guy driving a Lambo, a guy driving a McLaren Ferrari, whatever it is, right? And they think that like he's happy, you know, and they think that he has a great life or she has a great life.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people like are kind of unhappy. And so it's very lucky for me that something that interests me is also something that has very, you know, good income. And
yeah.
People that are in that industry can afford Lambos.
Yeah.
They can't afford nice homes.
And
they can't afford the vacations.
So sick.
And so that's me. If that's not what interests you though, and you go into it, I can promise you your life will be miserable. Sure, the money, it's cool, but your life will suck. If you don't enjoy what you do, if you're not a people person, don't go into like a job where you need to be extroverted and you need to be reaching out to clients and you need to, right?
Yeah.
And so that's so important. Just knowing yourself is very important.
And there's so many jobs nowadays that will pay you so much money to do little to nothing or do something that you enjoy, like in my field, right? Just as at my day job, I like to relate to this because I'm invested. I joined Valvoline. I work at Valvoline.
Mm-hmm.
I joined Valvoline just to be a part-time job to get me through high school and finish it up when I was, you know, done and graduated. I was, see you later, you know. See ya, never, right? And done with that, going into the collision repair industry. I finally realized and I looked and I was like, well, hold on. If I get a manager position, it's $65,000 to $75,000 a year. At 18, not too bad, but I don't want to be like that. I want to own the nice stuff, right?
You wanna increase your income. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're getting a finance degree. Oh, I'm going to go to trade school and I'm going to make 100K in 2 years. And I'm like, you're going to make 100K for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're going to see the same number on every paycheck for the rest of your professional career.
Well, yeah, exactly. And it just boils down to, I looked at it this way. I love to do collision repair, and I love to do it on the side, and I'd much rather do it on the side now, because I could be a painter, and I could make $50 an hour bussing these out, but in 25 years, I'm going to be an old wrinkly bag and have to retire because my lungs are giving out.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, bro.
And so, like, going into these fields where at 18, if you're almost a manager, then you can get that next promotion to an area manager or something like that.
Yeah, you could totally be like a regional.
Yeah, you're making $100,000 to $200,000 a year just managing oil changes places.
Yeah, bro.
You're not stepping foot in stores.
No way, yeah.
You're on the phone. You're in an office like this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not doing anything. But at the end of the day, you can jump into that store if they need help and pop down there and say, hey, I've been in this position too. Let's get everything going.
Yeah.
And it just,
oh, yeah.
And that's a cool thing. Like, there's two vastly different things, right? I found my job that I really like, and I really want to kind of move forward on that and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You are going, you know, you're going straight to college. You're going to do this. And this finance degree, which is sweet.
Having a plan is very important.
Exactly.
Like,
and that's where I can't fathom this anymore. Is like, there's people that our age that are just on the couch.
Tons of people.
You know, living at their parents' house.
Tons of people.
You know, have a dead-end job or working at McDonald's or something like that.
Dude, it's so, like, you don't have to know exactly what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Again, I consider myself lucky that I do know what I want to do.
I agree.
Can tell you exactly what job position I want to be in 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, whatever. And that's something unique to some people. And you shouldn't compare yourself to people like that, because it's a completely different mindset. A lot of people aren't built like that, and it's not their fault.
Right.
And so it is important to have general direction, though. Have a plan, and, you know, kind of know what you're doing is very important.
Yeah. And there's people too that want to own that Fortune 500 company.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that want to do this and want to do that. Dude, do it. Like, get up there and do
start
it.
Start doing stuff, yeah.
Exactly. I hear people all the time, oh, I want to start my own business, but, oh, I want to do this, but.
No, like,
just
literally.
Just,
okay.
Like, what's going to happen? What's the worst that's going to happen?
People kept telling me, like, about the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty, like, I've always been skinny.
Okay.
And so people are always like, you get in the gym, like, I'm like, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what workouts to do. Bro, get off your fucking ass
and
just go to the gym and start doing shit. It doesn't matter if you look goofy or you look weird lifting weights. Like, the thing is you'll figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
I go to the gym, somebody sees me doing something wrong, boom. They're like, hey, let me help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, let me, you know, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out as you go. And so just... A lot of people will tell you not to jump into stuff, and there's some places, you know, there's some areas where that's true.
Yeah.
But things like the gym or learning about business or something like that, bro, just do it. Just hop into it.
Yeah.
So important.
I can kind of relate to the whole gym thing, because, like,
I'm
on the opposite side
right.
of that, so I get in the gym. It's like, I keep saying this, but it's true. It boils down to consistency and communication and all that stuff like that.
I'm still learning it, bro.
You just learn it. You learn every day, and that's the biggest thing. If you open your mind and you are there and you want to be, you want to do this and this and this,
mm-hmm.
you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to open your mind to everything. But that was awesome. I really do appreciate everything that we were talking about.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Is there any other specifics?
I don't think, if you got something... Like,
I don't think there's like a whole lot to cover. I think the main thing is just like, you know, people in Boise and people in Idaho,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, if you feel like there's not like people out there for you, if you feel like there's not people that think like you,
mm-hmm.
There is. You just have to find them.
Yeah.
And like, I went from literally like not having any friends to I just drove a like I can't say the name, but I drove somebody's SLR McLaren in Sun Valley.
Yeah.
And it was a very interesting individual, worth a high amount of money. And, you know, that all happened in 2 years. And so it's like, just, I don't know, like, it's just kind of wild, you know? I feel like I owe a lot of it to, like, when I met Jay. Kind of that beginning was I met Jay, and, like, he just kind of taught me how to do a lot of stuff. And
that's sweet.
Jay and I, like, you know, we're still good friends to this day and always will be. And so it's like, I don't know. If you feel like you're not in the place you need to be, you can always change that.
Mm-hmm.
You can always kind of figure it out. No matter, and don't worry about people laughing at you. You know, there's people at school that laughed at me for like going to cool real estate listings with like people, or they're like, oh, like, why are you doing this at 17? I'm like, why the fuck would I not do it at 17? That's awesome.
What's he gonna lose?
I'm like, I'm getting ahead. Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, just ignore people, you know, ignore people that laugh at you. And it's hard at first. I promise, like, it's very difficult to block out the noise. But once you learn how to do it and you learn how to talk to yourself positively, which sounds cheesy, but like how you talk to yourself is really important.
Yeah.
Don't beat up on yourself. Don't call yourself stupid. Otherwise, you will be stupid.
Yeah.
You know, if you tell yourself you're smart, you'll notice you'll notice change and yeah, it's just so important, like how you think and how your mentality, how you keep your mental, the brain, dude. Yeah.
Well, again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining.
100%, bro.
Where can the people follow you at?
It's gonna be on Instagram. Okay. You know the name, bro.
Yeah.
As So Sharples, bro.
Yep. that's
the one.
The OG name.
That's the. I'm keeping that forever until I can do what Miles did and just get Simon as my name. Yeah. So that's what I'll do. Yeah.
Well, again, awesome. It was a great, like, it was an awesome pleasure to have you on.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I would really do appreciate you coming in and talking about everything and talking about your struggles as, you know, 18, but also your achievements. And that's super sweet.
You got a long ways to go.
Yeah.
And remembering that is also important. Like, you know, I'm a long ways from where I was, but you know, we're next step is like buying that Lambo and
getting started.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a plan. That's the thing.
That's really all
I have, my plan. Yeah. So yep. That's it.
Again, thank you so much.
Yep.
This was an awesome first bit.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully more here to come.
Definitely.
Again, thank you for joining us.
I'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Let's get you back in here.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for watching here or listening. I don't know. I guess it's listening. But
whatever
you're doing right now, thanks for doing it. Anyways, you can follow me at two places, Carson Blackjack or at Ultra Car Style. Do appreciate, again, all the love and support on these. It's just been outrageous. Like, people just love it, and they love having this small town be on the up and up. And it's one of these days, like, someone's going to make it big. And I hope it's you. I hope it's Jay. I mean, we know Jay.
Yeah.
I hope it's
Oh, bro, I'll come back.
Yeah.
There's already, like, talks of certain people coming into town. And
yeah.
It's, you know, Boise's car scene. I promise everybody Boise's car scene is going to get fucking cool. So.
Finally, it's about,
you know, aside, like, outside of, like, the private exotic car meets, which, yeah, it is kind of gate kept, but, you know, you come in, we don't want people, like, coming and spending their 350Z near $250,000 cars. You know,
it's just, right along.
Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, no, keep. Yeah. And don't be doing that. Don't screw up any more meat spots. We lost Fizz. We lost Dutch. Just stop screwing around and make be good. Just behave while I'm in Seattle before I have to come back and like scold everybody.
Talking
everybody.
To you, that one G35, right?
It's always them Infinity boys, bro.
Again, thank you, Simon.
Yeah, of course.
We'll catch you here soon. I'm gonna get him back on here, but he's gonna be my plug for these people. So.
Oh yeah, we'll get some cool people on here.
Cool people on here.
Oh yeah.
Again, thank you so much, Simon. Well, that's it for this one. Catch you in the next one.